Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher is with us live in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Well, let's see the headlines. Yeah.
Greg, I just need to read something very, very quickly, and then we get right into the meat of it. I bought a freezer made by a company called True Manufacturing Company, and they're in Missouri. And I called them because I needed some technical support. When I bought it, it had a problem, and the circulating fans inside this freezer didn't work. And this is commercial. This is not residential. So this is heavy. It's big. It's 49 cubic feet. It's like what you'd see in the back of a restaurant. And here's my letter. True Manufacturing Company Incorporated Technical Service Department Managers and CEO. I'm so delighted that I own a True T49F freezer. The air circulating fan stopped working and I called True for support. Heather answered first and was delightful, helpful, and proactive. Outstanding. Next, I was on the phone with Jeff Walters in technical support. Outstanding. Jeff provided me with the wiring diagram and the information I needed. This only happened in the United States between 1945 through 1971, except for True, where it still happens today. Talking with a company that can actually answer every technical question is unobtainium. The element that's so rare that no one has ever seen it. Instead of just saying, just order the defrost termination switch and see if it works, Jeff advised me to jumper past the switch to test it before ordering one. What other company does that? Well done. Thank you, Vincent Finelli, CEO. So that is True Manufacturing, and this unit is world-class. I bought it used. I wanted the best of the best of the best. Why? Because we are selling beef here at the farm, and I can't afford to have our customers become sick because refrigeration quit. You can buy an American manufactured piece of refrigeration equipment from True Manufacturing in Missouri. Any comments?
Wow, that's unprecedented. I mean, I just purchased a hot water pump that used in to move a heating fluid through a hot water system, such as radiator fluid. And it had an adjustable speed motor on it so that you can slow the speed down to get the desired temperature you want in your heating panels. Well, that lasted about 2 days, and then pretty soon I could hear this little whining noise. And, you know, what they had on their advertisement, the rating was, 80,000 hours or something like that. I gave it maybe 12 to 14 hours, and it's a piece of junk, and it's just not doing nothing but whining. I can't get the motor to turn. I'm just completely disgusted with what's coming out of China right now. It's just, you can't find anything like that made in the United States anymore.
Well, that's why I took the time, Greg Lesher, to read that letter. And, I don't think many people really take the time to thank companies for doing the right thing. And, you know, I did not get the bum's rush. I actually got even more than I put in the letter. I got the owner's manual. I got a manual on refrigeration from them, you know, step-by-step things to check, operator's manual, wiring diagram. I mean, it was wonderful. I was stunned, absolutely stunned. It was what I was taught how to do in the 70s. It was taught to me, and that's what I expect, and it has dwindled. Just as you said, I got a capacitor tester. I bought it on eBay. I bought the best one I could find. It was $20. Not expensive. Came from China. It arrived yesterday. It's the only place I could find one. So this thing is like a digital multimeter with probes, but it tests capacitors. It's really a great concept. This thing was packed in a very thin bubble pack inside a bubble pack envelope, kind of rattled around. You would never, ever even think of putting a sensitive instrument in this kind of packing, especially shipping it from halfway across the world. Well, it's busted. I mean, it was broken. The display was knocked out. It doesn't work. So I immediately sent a message through eBay. I'd like a prepaid return shipping label. It was poorly packed, and I delineated the packaging, and I want to return it. I'm not asking for it for free. I want to return this thing. I don't want it. It's junk. And you really can't tell from pictures all the time whether it's junk or not. I tried to buy the very best one I could find, and it's junk. Well, I got a message from China saying, thank you so much. Please take a video, a movie, of the use of this thing. I already sent him a picture of it broken. I am not going to take a movie of this. I've spent enough time with these guys. So I sent him another email just before the broadcast saying, I already sent you a picture. It wasn't packed right. It's broken. Please send a return shipping label. The next one is, I'm going to dispute it on my credit card. That's the next one. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah, fortunately, I've had really good luck with eBay because I've used them enough that they will refund my money right off the bat. You know, start a dispute.
Not anymore. That was like yesterday afternoon. Today they don't do that so much. Seriously. And
now I'm going to find out real quick with this, and I will update the class on what happens with it.
Yeah,
I spent $60-something for this thing. Yeah, I was surprised how quickly it did come from China. But it's, and I just happened to take a movie of it, because it makes a whining noise every few seconds, because it supposedly has a cavitation or a dry run protection. Yeah, so that it shuts if the motor overspeeds because there's no, you know, resistance, then it will quit after a few seconds to save the motor. Well, it's doing that, not moving at all, and just making a little whining noise. But the bottom line is it's garbage. It looks nice, but it's complete, total garbage.
Okay, so I have a suggestion for you outside of this particular product. I've been using hydronic circulated pumps for hot water for over 10 years. Actually, all my life, or almost all my life, starting in 1960. And there's a company called Bell & Gossett. They make red colored, they're painted red, that's their color. And there's another company called Taco, T-A-C-O. They're painted like a greenish color. And I have both here at the farm. We've had both at our homes in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And so there's a pump made by Taco. It is a 007R, or 0015 is the new number, I believe, R, TACO brand. And it has a three-speed switch, low, medium, and high. It consumes between 75 watts and 100 watts, depending on whether you're selecting low, medium, or high. It has a continuous lifespan of about 3 years, depending on the temperature. The hotter the temperature, the less it lasts. The more the outside of the motor, it's a sealed unit, the more air circulating around it, the longer it will last. The lower the hydronic temperature, the longer it lasts. So figure around 3 years. Great little pump, but it does not have that feature you're looking for. The run dry shut off, it doesn't have that.
Yeah, yeah. I might take a look at that. I've got a friend who's doing some research right now on, I think what we're going to do is find a pump that has a shaft that I can use a motor externally that is not connected to the, directly connected so that it remains cool. However, this pump was rated for the temperature that I'm using it for. So they say. But as I'm finding out, it's just, like I say, it's just a piece of junk. But
the pump I'm talking about, the Taco, or the Grundfos makes one, Bell and Gossett.
Oh, yes, yeah. Those are pretty high quality.
Yeah, and they are external. So the motor and the pump itself and the control box with the capacitor and the switch, you know, low, medium, and high, that is all external to it would be outside the box. That's what it is. And, of course, you'd have to protect it from, you know, rain, but they're truly outstanding. They were about $75, you know, before the genocide. Now they are closer to $110.
Wow! Yeah, that sounds like a good pump. But yeah, that's amazing the price. You know, it's just the value of the dollar is just disintegrating.
Yeah, the good thing rapidly. Is it's cast iron. It's cast iron, and
yeah.
They have a motor cartridge. So when the motor quits, you replace the cartridge, and that is the pump, the impeller. It's all the moving parts. You get an O-ring with it and a few screws, and you've replaced the motor. It's truly a brilliant, brilliant design. And I keep about six or seven of them in stock here at the farm because I don't want to be without one. Without one, we have no heat. Literally, no heat.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm using this, of course, for my solar system, my desalination. I've got to pump that heated up radiator fluid through my solar panels, evacuated tube solar panels, to get the desired heat. So it's a necessity if I want to produce any quantity. But, after listening to the headlines this morning, I'm just still this high-profile court case. I'm just completely dismayed that we can have such stupidity in the courtroom, people not realizing that, no, you can turn any courtroom into a court of record by hiring your own court recorder. Because, you know, as you know, in courtrooms, you can't bring in a tape recorder or a video because they don't want you to be able to record what's going on because the judge can take, you know, manipulate his own records. But should you go to another, well, we'll continue this on the other side of the break. But should you let's continue it on the other side of the break.
We're talking about a high profile court case. It's all over the news, and we're not going to mention what the court case is. I'm sure y'all know what it is, and it affects free speech. And we're going to be really careful what we say, so you have to read between the lines.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com for the book to make your solar desalination system. Greg, back to you.
Yeah. We were talking about this show trial. Well, I'm thinking it's a, I'm pretty sure that it's a show trial on both sides of the coin. And don't believe for a minute that the courts don't hold, aren't held the law. That, you know, to try and fool the public into thinking that we have absolutely no, you know, we have rogue courts is an absolute travesty. The only end result from this would be civil war. If you don't have a legal system anymore, then what you end up with that is anarchy. And I just want to make a point that anybody that's really involved in high-profile cases or, you know, really serious court cases knows that in order to hold a judge accountable, you have to have an accountable record, a legal record of the proceedings in the court. And the one way to do that is to go to another county before the trial, hire a court, a licensed, registered court recorder from another county, and you work it out with them what it will cost to bring them into the courtroom with you. And they will take record of the court proceedings. And what this does is it, the judge sees this court recorder in action and knows that everything that they're saying and doing is being recorded. And, of course, they'll probably ask, And they'll probably say, well, we have our own court report. And you say, yes, but I want a copy for myself, a legal copy for myself. At that moment, that judge realizes that whatever they do, they can compromise themselves for violating your rights, and you can go after that judge in another, a separate proceeding, and actually remove them from the bench. And this holds them accountable for everything that happens in the courtroom. And this, in a trial like this, such a, in the public eye, this would be done in all cases. But I think the goal is just to make it look like the courts are rogue. Your thoughts on this?
I think your thoughts about having your own court recorder are just absolutely brilliant. And who does that? And what we need to have is citizens who just go to court and watch and watch and watch and take notes and then report on the activities in court. But, you know, you're talking about the show trial on both sides. I was reading about this, and what I learned was that records for the defense were accidentally, electronically sent to the prosecuting team. Accidentally. Does that really happen? Does the defense team really make that kind of a mistake where records get sent from one side to the other by lawyers? Did you read that?
Yeah, I did. It's just almost unbelievable. You know, I think everything in this case is planned. You know, their desired outcome is exactly what they're getting. I mean, I'm just beside myself. We're in unprecedented times right now, people. We're seeing things that are doing nothing but degrading and making our country look like it's gone. And
okay,
for people to keep, you know, believing this. Yeah, go ahead.
Since you opened that door, headlines, China cuts ties. China, quote, China cuts ties with U.S. in retaliation for Nancy Pelosi's vicious and provocative Taiwan trip. Tensions spiral as Beijing also sanctions Speaker and Biden demands talks with ambassador after ballistic missile test. The Chinese are firing ballistic missiles. Their fighter planes are circling Taiwan, and so are their warships.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to our the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do.
The U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. The Labor Department released its latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added during the period and came in at more than double what economists had expected. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Uvalde, Texas police chief has been demoted.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Whistleblowers nearing a dozen have come forward to expose the Department of Justice and the FBI of political bias. If this is true and we can't trust America's top law enforcement, it's a sad day for America. FBI Director Christopher Wray was told to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that took place on Thursday. Mr. Wray said that allegations of the FBI suppressing information into the Biden business activities were deeply troubling. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you all heard the term here at USA Prepares called the Peter Principle. And the Peter Principle is something that's taught in business school. And what it means is a person tends to be promoted to his highest level of incompetence. So the person does a good job, gets promoted, does a better job, or does a good job, gets promoted. And pretty soon, a person can't handle that last promotion. So what does the company do? It keeps them right there. Well, what's a perfect example of that? Uvalde, Texas. So what happened, the police chief rose through the ranks and got demoted. about 10 years ago, and then got promoted. And then what happened? A massacre in a public school under his watch. That is the Peter Principle personified. Greg, you mentioned Civil War. I think we were headed right straight toward a shooting. Second American Civil War combined with the Second American Second American Revolution and Second American Civil War. And I believe that is why we have been told in the media that gas prices are keep coming down and down and down. And gosh, for 50 days in a row, gas prices are down. This is great news. But they're still up 2x from before Joe took a seat in the big chair.
Of course, they're at least twice the amount.
Right.
Yeah, don't forget that, people. You know, I want to make a comment about this whole thing, and all they want to do is completely make our government look completely and totally incompetent, and that's for one reason and one reason only. That's so that they can have the chaos that they're seeking globally to bring in their new world order. Their new world tyranny, which, of course, will be a dictatorship, appointed dictatorship, and it has been prophesied throughout Scripture, and we are right in the middle of it, people. And all I can say is prepare, 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 so that you can make it through this, because it's going to get rough. It's going to get so rough that I can't even imagine how rough it's going to be, Don't be fooled by it. Just keep preparing.
Greg, it's in your book.
Knowledge.
Greg, yeah. It's in your book. It's in your book. I read your book many times. And you have a paragraph about, imagine this, class. This is the paragraph that a baby is dropped off at your front steps, your front door. Because the mother can no longer take care of a brand new baby, and now it's yours. What are you going to do about it? That's just the tip of the iceberg. How would that change your life if that happened to you? Some mother thinks that some stranger, some unknown stranger behind some door that she probably never saw before would be better for her baby to leave it there than for the mother to try to care for it. That's where we're headed, and it's in your book. You know, Greg, I wrote down some notes about why I think the why oil prices, I'll say gasoline, has come down, allegedly. I don't even know if that's true. It's come down a little bit, but it's not down to where I'd like it. I'd like it below a dollar. But I believe that there's only three possibilities of why. One is the oil companies were threatened by Washington. You will reduce prices. That's one possibility. Two, the economy has already tanked so seriously that people have stopped using gasoline to the extent where there's greater and greater and greater supply, and they don't know where to store it, because you can't turn a switch on and have a refinery start. You know, the second you turn the switch on, gasoline doesn't come out the other end of the refinery. It takes a long time for this to happen. Months. And you can't turn it off because it takes a long time to shut it down. Months. So I think the oil companies could have been threatened by Washington, or the economy has tanked so seriously that we're using less fuel and they don't know where to store it, or number three, both. Any comments?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the fact that we're already beyond the point of no return. Is that the way you're seeing things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've talked with other instructors privately, Greg. You and I have not on this particular subject. But we all believe that there's no fixing this. There's absolutely no way to fix this. And with what Nancy has just done, this provocation of communist China, there are ships, warships circling Taiwan. There are missiles flying over Taiwan. There are fighter aircraft circling Taiwan. There are tanks, armored tanks with cannons on the coast right opposite the coast of Taiwan. What we're talking about is the Chinese have demonstrated that it's so dangerous there, ships, merchant ships, don't want to haul cargo away from Taiwan. Taiwan is the number one semiconductor producer in the world. We're looking at now a massive shortage of semiconductors. If Taiwan can't ship the factories in the United States, which, you know, maybe the two or three of them that we still have left, are going to have a massive problem making anything. Washers, dryers. We can't finish the trucks that have been coming out of the Ford assembly line that are parked on the airstrips because they've got most of the truck fixed or built, but not enough to sell it. That's the kind of stuff that's happening. So, class, if you think you need those capacitors, you ought to get them right now. Right now. Because it doesn't look good. And without capacitors, pretty much everything that's powered by an electric motor or electricity, even a computer power supply, even the equipment I'm using in this at our farm's broadcast studio, when these capacitors quit and every piece of gear has them, when they quit,
yeah,
we're done. We're done. Won't start.
Yeah. Have you heard the PSA, the public service announcement in New York about it? The big one has hit. What do you do? You know?
Yes, I have.
Public service announcements about a nuclear explosion in New York and, you know, moving indoors and like it's survivable.
Well, not only that, that public service announcement was incomplete. I think it starts out with something like, don't ask me how it happened, meaning the big one. Don't ask me how it happened, but it happened.
Don't ask me how it happened. We know how it happened.
Right. So
exactly
what they're saying is
it happened.
Yeah. Radiation is dangerous. Go inside. Stay inside. For how long? Until we tell you to come out. That's kind of what here's what the message is. Go inside. Stay inside. Listen to radio.
Let me give you.
And we'll tell you when you can come out. That's what it says. Now, where's the water going to come from that people need? Because 3 days without water, you're dead. Okay? 3 weeks without food, you're dead. 3 minutes without air, you're dead. It's that simple. So where's the water going to come from if everybody's inside? Where are the shipments of the chlorine to treat the water going to come from when you're inside? Where is this sewage going to go when you don't have running water to flush the toilets? And they didn't tell you that part, did they?
No, they just said, you've got this. Like, you know, this is easy. It's not. Yeah, her comment, you know, you've got this. No, we don't have this. It's just insanity. Insanity.
Greg, let me share something else that puts an exclamation point on the part where I said, or number two, the economy has already tanked/collapsed seriously. Well, I've been selling some things on eBay to pay for farm-related purchases. And get listings, and they have buy it now prices, which are absolutely fair. I am getting offers at half or two thirds off the buy it now price. So let's say it's a dollar. Someone will say, "I'll give you 33 cents for it." I'll give you 50 cents for it. Some offers come in, they're reasonable. You know, how about 10% off? How about 15% off? That's reasonable. But half off, no. Two-thirds off, no. Then I'm getting emails from eBay telling me how I can sell more stuff. And then I'm getting, and if I look at something on eBay, you know, just to find out what the price of it is, I'll get an email from eBay saying, y'all, look at this. How about buying it? And then I'll get an offer for a discount from the seller of the item I looked at for some percentage off, maybe 5% off, saying, y'all looked at this, you know, a couple days ago. Don't you want it? 5% off, 7% off. That's the kind of stuff they're doing. Now, does that sound like the beginning of desperation? That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what it sounds like. You know, I wanted to also talk about an article just the other day I saw in Utah. 83 mysteriously disappearing cattle and mysterious cattle deaths. And I mentioned that article, a friend of mine who has cows, he says, make that 84, because I just had a two-year-old cow die for no reason at all. So cattle are disappearing out of the pasture.
I've got a comment. I mean, I am a cattle farmer. Some call me a cattle rancher. I'm a cattle farmer. And I have been since 1989. I'm still learning how to do it. So we're looking at 33 years. And I'm still a novice at it. But, and we run about 100 head. So we actually are serious cattle farmers. We have an average size farm here in Missouri, about 250 acres. We're at 241. So we're an average size family farm. Nothing special in terms of size. What we have noticed is, when the temperatures are like this, biologicals come out of the soil. The cows eat the grass right at ground level. The cows get sick and the cows die. So there are pathogens in the soil. And then we've got the spraying, the aerial spraying. By the way, Dane Wigington, you all know his name, right? He's a friend of mine. He's going to be on with us soon. And I don't want to tell you the exact day. Soon. And it'll be riveting.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the Chinese play war the way I do. And, you know, before it starts, I tell the opposition, okay, here's what you guys did. Here's what I'm going to do. And I do it. And that's exactly what happened with China. They told Nancy, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And Queen Nancy had to make this trip. I guess the phones don't work. Zoom doesn't work. And so she made this trip, and rockets are going off, missiles are going off, weapons of war are circling Taiwan. The trade with Taiwan has all but stopped. This is really, really serious. China can starve Taiwan. Think about that. Think about what this means to the whole world, because she had to do this? Really? It was totally unnecessary. And that is why I have a problem with people who continue to support this current regime. This is devastating to everything, everyone. It's destructive to nouns, people, places, and things. Lee in Ohio, welcome. You're on with Greg Lesher.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Hello.
Go ahead, Lee. You're on with Greg Lesher.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so let's see. Kind of several things I wanted to bring up. And one of them was, Greg, years ago I wanted to get into India and then down to Africa for the, you know, drilling wells down there. How is it that you were able to, of course it's going to start drizzling, but how is it you were able to get down there? I mean, did you just say, hey, this place has got some pretty bad water, I can set up a desalination plant or system here? Is that how you finally, you know, decided to go and do some missionary work down there?
Okay, I didn't quite. Got kind of muffled. What was he saying?
Did he wanted to know how you. What was the impetus for you to go to Africa to set up a desalinization plant? What caused it?
I would go in a heartbeat if someone could cover the cost of the trip.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Because
so you've been there though already several times, haven't you?
Oh yes, I've spent 6 months in Africa.
That is,
and
that is nice.
Believe me, they need it.
Yeah.
And I'm, and yeah, as long as I can you know, take care of my needs at home. I'm willing to travel like that and do that because I know how grateful these people are when something like this is put in. I mean, they just their gratitude is just never ending.
Yeah, it's like Vincent had said that you know, we can make it 3 days without water, and that's about it. And it, you know, you look at some of the water they have to drink, and gosh, we're so blessed to have just fresh water regularly, you know, daily.
Yeah,
we waste it. We waste water. We water our lawns with water in California. It's beyond stupid. We grow vegetables in the desert. We are sending precious water to cities in the desert. It makes no sense. Back to you.
No. And they're backing their mule and their with their little trailer and their little buckets on the back of the trailer and scooping dirty water out of this swamp, mosquito-infested swamp, and putting it in these buckets to take home.
That's amazing. And here it is. You make something where they have it right available to them, right next to them. One of these days, I know I'm gonna get that book, but Congress has to agree first, and then the planets have to line up. And I really want to see that. What you got set up for real water independence? You know, the book that you've written. It just sounds so fascinating.
Anybody can
so
do it. Anybody can set up a completely, totally, you know. Don't have to do anything but add water to it and get water out of it. System.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna change the topic now from that to another thing. And Vincent, he's gonna guard you just in case I happen to step on your toes. So you don't have to answer it, Greg, if you don't want to. Okay.
You'll have to go fast.
Okay. Okay. So, first of all, I just want to say what you started out with, that company, True. I like how you wrote a detailed, you know, thank you for them, and you were able to go through it real the way that I can. I'm good. I could say a jack, a ladder. I could say a box, a hand truck, you know. So I don't have the words that you do, Vince, but I'm going to try and say it this way, Vince. Thank you for your the way that you do your broadcast. You get up early. You do what you have to early in the morning. You come into the show. You set it up and you run it professional. I like that. You know, there's no background noise. There's no, and even if there is background noise, things happen once in a while. Oh, I lost Greg. Anyhow, I guess I have to let it go at that. I wanted to talk to him a little bit further, so maybe another time.
Well, you know, there's always next Friday, hour number one, God willing, and the creek don't rise, right? Actually, the creek don't rise.
I'm also happy to give out my email address. If you want to personally email me, it's Greg, G-R-E-G, at realwaterindependence.com. Greg at realwaterindependence.com. And I will answer the email.
Okay, good. And I wanted to hold on for the next guest.
You're talking about Instructor Jim Bertonis, also known as Bert?
Oh, no, I thought it was, yeah, Bert, yeah.
Okay, all right, hold on, please.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.